75 degrees outside. I'm Steve Mork. We now go to Bill Gentry for a look at that agriculture numbers. How's it look today, Bill?
It looks a little bit more constructive than it did yesterday, that's for sure. Our market's recovering a little after yesterday's event. We're calling it an event because the market was challenged to discount a large piece of news in a very short amount of time. Most of these trade issues will take months, if not years, to sort and adjust. Crude oil trade this morning is up while the dollar is weaker, offering some support for our recovery efforts already in progress. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning, mildly disappointing but a small feature as far as trade is concerned. Current price action, July corn, 354 and three quarters, up a penny. December corn, 376 and a quarter, up three quarters. July beans, 393 and a half, up four and a half. November beans, 915, up four. Chicago July wheat, 481 even, up three and a quarter. December Chicago wheat, 512 and a half, up three and a quarter. Kansas City wheat, July is 485 and a half, up two and a half. And December is 526 and a quarter, up three and a half. Minneapolis wheat is also gaining, 556 basis for July, up six and a half. September, 565 and a quarter, up four and three quarters. And December is at 580 and a quarter, up a nickel. Cattle trade mixed and waiting for cattle on feed numbers Friday. Cattle continue to trade in an ascending channel, which should allow the futures to extend gains to new heights for the move. Cattle on feed numbers Friday, on feed as of June 1, expected to be 103.4% of a year ago, in a range between 102.8 and 104.4. Placements, 96% of a year ago, in a range between 91.9 and 100.8. Marketing, supposed to be 105.1% of a year ago, in a range between 103.9 and 105.7. Hogs have retreated from the upper end of their trading range, but still appear to be range-bound, currently down modestly on the day. Weather-wise, this round of precipitation has pretty much satisfied dry conditions around the drier areas of the Corn Belt, and we still have several chances in the forecast. On that note, we have seen some instances of disease pressure, primarily in beans. Returning to the topic about China and the soybean market, got hit yesterday hard, and rightly so, as a large percentage of our production makes its way to China. But China has tricks up its sleeve, just like them to cancel purchases on several purchases and then buy them back on lower levels on a price break. Who's to say they won't offer another country or import company a few cents a bushel extra to purchase their shipments of beans that have already left the U.S.? How are they going to police that? More tariffs? Keep in mind that quarterly grain stocks and new acreage numbers are due out a week from Friday. Ethanol production figures are due out at the top of the hour, so we'll see if that gives us anything to trade. Thanks, Steve, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thanks, Bill. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 75 degrees outside, underway to a high of 85 with a chance of a thunderstorm today and more chance of storms for the rest of this week. Temperature, though, wise, it's a low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, thunderstorms likely, a high of 78. Tomorrow night, more storms likely again, but a low of 65. And for Friday, mostly cloudy, thunderstorms likely, and a high of 78 degrees. 1A is next here on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9.